Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And she says, Mike, last week when we woke up in the morning together and I gave you a light little kiss on the cheek, and as she said it while you were wearing that thing on your head, she said, you smelled like sour breast milk.
Oh!
Surfing the internet, social media, texting, socializing with coworkers.
It's like I wrote, we banned that here.
Yeah, no talking.
Other responses include snack breaks, coffee breaks, reading and drawing.
Oh, I love to draw. What I like to do is I like to draw my coworkers. Stay still, Charlie Burney.
Reading and drawing.
Pay me like your French girls.
The accent's kind of been slowly but surely weaned out of younger people. Don't you find that's the case?
Yeah. It depends on actually who I'm around, because most of my bar patrons are 50 or older. So they all sound like that. So I kind of pick up that Mena talk.
Jesus Christ, Casey, can I get another goddamn Stella Artois down here, please?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to Morning Edition.
What?
Is this an NPR today? I'll tell you the truth. First of all, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our cities this week: Calumet City, Illinois; Tupelo, Mississippi; Sandusky, Ohio; Fredonia, New York; Lucas County, Ohio. The Midwest, two different locations in Ohio this week. I just noticed that.
Wow, I'm sorry I didn't catch
Sandusky,
that.
Sandusky, Ohio, and Lucas County, Ohio. Did you get those from the same person?
No, they're from different people. I just, you know what? I apologize. I don't normally, I like to spread it out.
And Altenkirchen, Germany. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now. And I was listening to the delivery of the news anchors on National Public Radio. And I don't know if I could ever, like,
were you listening,
mellow it,
Mike?
Mellow it out, you know what I mean?
Were you listening to The Delicious Dish?
This is The Delicious Dish.
How I Built This.
How are you?
Well, that's the Sweaty Balls Show.
Literally in the car, I am not kidding you, and I go, from Washington, D.C., this is Morning Edition. I'm Mike O'Mara.
Oh, you...
I always thought it'd be kind of cool to do different things, you know, in broadcasting.
You can't rage out, though, within that genre.
No! And I love to rage out. I'll be raging out later in the show today. Oh. Not now, though. I'll be raging out about a particular news coverage that I'm just done with.
You're done with it?
Mm. I'm done. I can do it. You know, it's quick. I can get it off my chest right now. It doesn't
matter.
Get
it off your chest.
Yeah, shut up about Afghanistan. Enough. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm down here dealing with life and death situations. I don't care about Afghanistan. Everybody gets screwed in Afghanistan, including the Afghani people.
Yeah.
They get screwed there. God, it's just like everybody's like making this big deal about this place that's been a sewer forever, where we have no idea what's going on, where the Russians go in and the Americans go in, and then the Afghan people get murdered by their own people, and it's just blah, blah, blah. Afghanistan, Afghanistan, Afghanistan. We're dealing with a pandemic.
Yeah, that's what we need to focus on.
That isn't fixed yet. Yes.
You can't ignore that story, though.
So for anybody that's perhaps out west in California, or in the western part of the United States where you're dealing with very severe wildfire situations, I feel your pain when splashed on the news constantly, it's Afghanistan, Afghanistan, Afghanistan. We know there's trouble in Afghanistan, all right? We got our own. We have troubles in this country. We have more troubles than a monkey on a rock in this country. So that's my rant out today,
Good.
Because I'm sick of it. I want the spotlight to be on these states that are making these school boards so uncomfortable. Well, certain school boards, not ours, down in General Robert E. Lee County. There's no problem down here. 5-1. We love you, Governor. Mm-hmm. Please, please. Mm-hmm. Can we kiss it some more? Mm-hmm. Can we kiss the inside?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the inside.
But anywho, for a lot of these school districts in around the state, they're going against him and they're feeling pressure right. and intimidation. Because what better thing to pressure people and intimidate people about than putting in place something that may indeed provide safety for children?
Mm-hmm.
Is this not a bizarro world?
It is.
So my feeling is, when I'm watching Afghanistan... And Afghanistan and Afghanistan. And, you know, you have these people that are walking in from the fourth century onto our television screens. I get tired of it. I get burned out. I want them to spotlight the problem we have. Because the Afghanistan problem is a great little diversion when you're talking about ignoring the stupidity of our own country, where we have not been bright enough to eradicate this plague on our nation. So there, that's all I wanted to say. All right, I'd like more eyes and more stories. I want more information. By the way, looking online, trying to print out some stuff today. Couldn't get anything past, I think, August 11th. All right? It's
almost as if they don't want you to know.
But we can't turn a blind eye to what's happening, you know, around the world. That's an ethnocentric view of the world.
Watch this.
Oh, he's turning a blind eye.
Oh, I can't see. That's my blind eye. Now I can't see the Afghanistan problem. There we go. Look, I'm tired of it. We're out, okay? Aren't we out of there? Aren't we going to get the Americans out and some of the Afghanis out that helped us? Well, and, you know, it sucks.
That's the
it
plan.
Sucks. I'm tired of it. I'm just burned out. I'm burned out. My feeling is the problem's at home.
It's priorities.
I want to hear about that. You know what I know? I want to know how many sick kids are there in my county. Mm. I want to know how many sick kids are in the school system in my county. I want to know how sick are the kids getting.
Right.
I want to know how sick can the kids get. I want to know, are there long-term effects? I'm not getting any of that. It's all what you don't know. Does it sound like I might be going a little squirrely? Does it sound like I might be going out of my mind? Yes!
As the French would say, Mike. Un petit peu. God, a little bit.
Anyway, let's bring in our talking head because let me introduce our talking head to you. Casey Mills reached out to be a talking head based on her adoration of David Spade.
Ooh, yes.
Wow. A fact that baffles and annoys her boyfriend, Jason. Well, Jason, I haven't even read the bio yet, but it annoys me too.
Oh, no.
How about that? Casey is 28. She lives in South Paris, Maine. Oh, a Mainer.
Yes.
Oh, I'm happy already.
Yes.
Her boyfriend is 14 years her senior. We already have
good
that
for
in
you.
Common.
Sure.
That's wonderful. And her son, Emerand. Did I pronounce the name right? Emerand?
Yep, you got it.
Emerand. 6 years old. She is a lifelong Mainer who loves her state because it has everything. It has a lot of O'Maras in it.
Yeah.
A lot of O'Maras in that state.
Not as many as there used to be.
Rob.
One O'Mara likes his VRBO checks. Yeah, that's pulling the curtain way back. Even though she has a teaching degree and was a former teacher, she now co-owns a bar, another thing we have in common, with her mom. It's called The Hydrant. What a great name for a bar. You can sometimes find her behind the bar. Her uncle is also a local restaurateur. Casey claims she works too much. Well, she's in the restaurant business, she does. That goes without saying. Her primary job is working at an auction house.
Mm.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
She works with Mike the Auctioneer. They do a lot of online businesses, and her first live auction was at a Mercedes dealership in Saco, Maine. Hello. How are you doing? Well, I guess you came up from north to down here to where the wealthy people can buy Mercedes Benzes. You go down east, you're not going to get anybody that's going to buy those. You're going to buy, look, the best thing they're going to get is going to be a Subaru. That's right. One of them Subaru Ascents. That's the luxury version of the Subaru.
Sure.
Let's see here. She encounters a lot of weird junk. She also spends a lot of time traveling gig to gig as her boyfriend is a drummer in three different bands. Two cover bands. I have too many questions for her already.
I know.
Two cover bands and a Pearl Jam tribute band.
Oh, nice.
Cernardy,
She's been a listener for 2 years. Oh, a newbie.
Yeah.
And was introduced to the show by her boyfriend, who has been listening since the DNM days. She wants to thank the show for helping her laugh her way through the pandemic. Me too.
You're still laughing, huh?
Yeah. Her favorite part of the show is when Mike gets riled up. Well, you got a good one today, Casey. When Mike gets riled up, and she loves when we discuss our lives because it's so relatable. Her favorite voice is Mike's Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right. That's right. We're going to have a fantastic time today. Yes. How about that school board? 5-1. They voted 5-1 to get your kids sick. Yes, sir. Fun fact, her dad has been divorced 5 times.
Whoa.
Yowza. Yowza.
I don't know where to start here. This is one of my favorite talking heads in a long time. Plus, she once spoke to David Spade on the phone. Intrigued? You should be. And now, here's Casey. Yay. Let's just trim these a little bit, please. You know, because, I mean, she's sitting there waiting for me to read this novel, you know? Edit. You know how to edit, for God's sake?
I left out the boring stuff.
Okay. Hi, Casey. How are you? How's it going?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Wonderful. A lifelong Mainer. One area of the state, or have you jumped around the state a little bit?
So I grew up in Oxford Hills. So that's
where's that?
It's an hour north of Portland.
So that's is that sort of like in the middle of nowhere, or is it?
Yeah, it's like in the mountains. It's near Sunday River.
Okay.
Good skiing around there, right?
Yeah. And then I actually went to college at UMF to get my teaching degree.
Oh, cool.
And so that's in Farmington. So
you are a lifer, and it's great to have you here. You're all over the place with what you do, because it says bar owner, the Hydrant. You own a bar like that. How long have you been involved in this bar, and is it a cool bar? I love the name. I hope it's a decent joint.
Opened in February of 2019. So we've only been open for 2 years. We were only open a year when the pandemic hit. So that was interesting.
Wow. That had to be tough.
Scary.
Doing that. Do you cater to firemen?
We have had a fundraiser for some firemen. There was an explosion in Farmington last year or the year, a year and a half ago.
Oh, I remember hearing about a huge deal. I remember that.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. So we did that, but
is the place dog friendly?
Hey, turn your microphone up, Rob. You're soft lately. I don't know what's going on with it. So bar ownership, you know, I guess you've got another person. Your uncle's a restaurateur, but have you worked in the business your whole life? Or because it's a foolish thing to do. You know that, Casey, to open a bar.
It is proven to be pretty foolish, but it's tough, especially since COVID. I started waiting tables when I was 16 at my uncle's restaurant right in town. And then I managed a restaurant in Farmington, and then I moved home, and I kind of had to figure out what I was going to do. So this got plopped right into our lap. So we just said we'd go for it.
You know, it's such an interesting state. And I talk a lot about the summer community where I grew up in Maine.
From away.
And how,
yes.
From away. Where you're from is, how would you describe your area of Maine? Your area of Maine is not so summer folk, right? You're more of a year-round community for locals, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're definitely a pass-through town for Sunday River because they're only a half an hour away from us. So right. People pass through to go to Sunday River or the Oxford Casino. That's pretty much the only two things near us. So
what's your take on the summers? I know, let me explain how it works down here in Florida. Right now we're in the middle of Florida, which is the dead season for tourism and the people coming. And people talk about how when the car carriers come down here to bring the people up north, they breathe a sigh of relief. Is it kind of the reverse of you guys when summertime comes and your peaceful roads with less traffic get a little more crazy up in that area?
Yeah, we definitely get a lot more people coming in because we are in a lakes region, so there's lots of camps and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. it's definitely
camps are what they call cottages up in right. Oh, okay. in Maine. Yeah.
Do you have do you have nicknames for the locals or maybe the visiting skanks that come into your town and try to take your men?
What is the matter with you?
definitely have a name for the Massachusetts people, and we definitely. Yeah. We call them Flatlanders too, but I'm not going to say what we call the Massachusetts people on air.
Effing Flatlanders. the way. But great. Cool to be. It's such a vacation community in New England. It's such a vacation state. It's got to be cool being from there. And you know, everybody thinks you're a native Mainer, and everybody thinks that everybody's going to sound like the Pepperidge Farm commercial, and it just isn't the case. It was probably the case 20, 30 years ago, where you get more people that would sound like that. You probably have fathers, cousins, mothers, stuff like that that have that thick accent. But the younger people just don't have it anymore. The accent's kind of been slowly but surely weaned out of younger people. Don't you find that's the case?
Yeah. It depends on actually who I'm around, because most of my bar patrons are 50 or older. So they all sound like that. So I kind of pick up that Maina talk.
Jesus Christ, Casey, can I get another goddamn Stella Artois down here, please?
It better be a Bud Heavy Bud.
Do you serve food at the
hydrant?
Do you serve food at the hydrant?
We do, yes. We have a fantastic cook. His name's Chris Hatch. Aww. And he is amazing. The best burger I've ever had in my life.
Since you are a bar owner, I remember the two drinks I remember from Maine, of course, Moxie, which is a soda that mm-hmm. I really liked. But also, there is a coffee liqueur that you serve with half and half. Do you do that drink at your bar?
Yes, it's Allen's Coffee Brandy.
That's it. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I want an Allen's Coffee Brandy shootout. Give me a nice Allen's shootout right now. That's what I want. I've never been in there.
They ask for brandy. I'll take a brandy is what it is. It's not Allen's and milk. It's... I'll take brandy.
Ooh. And it's just understood that it comes with milk. That's just the way you serve it, right? That's so cool.
Oh, is that? You know, I don't think I've ever done that in all my years up in Maine. I've never really done that. So it's a brandy with, and it's super sweet brandy, right?
Yeah, Allen's Coffee Brandy, and it's, yeah.
I've never been hungover on that at your house, Mike, ever.
At Allen's Allen's Coffee Brandy?
Yeah, because I read about it, and I said, tonight I'm going to drink like a Mainer, and I woke up, and I was like,
Will you tell me about it? What's it like? Because I'm curious.
It's almost like a milkshakey type deal, because I think the recipe called for that and half, or whole milk, and of course, you know which way I went. And so it's thick, and it's sweet, and it tastes more coffee-y than alcohol-y.
Is it like a White Russian or a Kahlooing cream
very much,
type of thing?
Very much, but more local.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Yeah. So you work. What's
Fireball
that?
Fireball has taken over Maine's liquor. So Fireball is the most produced and consumed liquor in Maine.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Okay. Well, probably at Jimmy's too. And I think any bar in Fireball. It's what the kids like. You know, hey, it gets you messed up, and it's cinnamon.
Yeah.
What's not to like?
And it leaves your breath kissing sweet.
Yes, it does. All right. Let's move on to your other job, your primary job. So the bar is more your mom's thing, where you help out, or what?
It started out to be her and I both, but after COVID hit, we decided that I was going to cut back and do something else that was more flexible and I guess easier for me to find childcare.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. That's well, sweet. Welcome to the world. We're all dealing with that.
And you aren't easy to find childcare. So, mm-hmm.
So you work at an auction house, and I would imagine.
Bird on 5 and 9, 10. I'm fired out of 9, 10, down 15. All of my bird on 15. I'm better down bird on 15, 20. I'm better down bird on 15.
That's enough of that.
Yeah, but I mean, I could listen to it. So, you work there with Mike the Auctioneer. Does he sound like that? Can he do that kind of stuff?
He's not like that. That's kind of just a stereotypical auctioneer. I don't think I've ever heard a live auctioneer like that.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, so you've never heard. Now, so I remember we had one outside of Manassas, Virginia, a place called Law's Auction House.
Yeah,
massive.
And it was fun to go in there once in a while, a lot of antique-y kind of stuff. I bought at the auction two stainless steel dogs for my daughters that stayed in their rooms forever.
The dogs are your daughters?
What the daughters okay. do when they were with daddy. So what kind of stuff happens at the auction house, and how long have you been there?
I've been there almost 2 years now. Because of COVID, we're mostly online. So we do Facebook auctions once a week, once or twice a week, depending. We do sell tools, mixed stuff, coins and jewelry. And then I did my first live one. We have another live one coming up on Sunday.
Live people come into the room, sit in chairs, hold up cards, that kind of auction?
Yep. But because of some, you know, being safe with COVID, we have most of our auctions outside right now.
Oh, you're doing them outside? Okay. But it's good to at least get people that are bidding on stuff live. Any really cool stuff that the auction house has put up for auction that maybe got a big number?
Antique radios.
Oh, wow.
Rob. Hey, Rob.
I'd be interested in that. That's very cool.
He had an antique radio collection, the guy who was retiring, and that was really neat to see all of the old radios from the 1900s and
Wow. Some of those were Mike actually broadcast his voice through those very radios.
Probably.
This is London. But on the flip side, do you ever just get like absolute garbage that people think that they're going to try to sell?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to admit, my grandmother tries to sell him a lot of stuff.
Oh, your grandmother does.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
I can see that.
How come my thing's not working? God damn it.
Here we go. You're getting what you want.
Yeah, Mike is getting riled up.
Full meltdown.
I don't know. I'm pressing it.
Yay.
I'm pressing it and it
this
don't
man's
work. It don't
going
work at all.
Sideways.
Yay. I don't know what the hell is going on.
On a chandelier.
Let me try it one more time. All right. No? Hey, great. It doesn't work at all. Fantastic. I was going to play old-timey music, but F you. Anyway, that's the way. So the auction, the restaurant, and the drummer that's 14 years, you're saying, are you married to this drummer, or is it boyfriend, girlfriend?
No, he's just my boyfriend.
Sinner.
How long have you been with him, sinner?
2.5 years, almost.
2.5 years? What is the attraction to dating an older man?
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
So, funny thing, I did not want one thing to do with him when I first met him.
Why?
Same with Carla. No, Carla wanted everything to do with me.
Yes, mm-hmm. Everything.
Why?
I don't know. We had just opened the bar, and he was coming into the bar, and I just got divorced mm-hmm. from my son's father, and I
Mike
was just
knows about not, that.
Yeah. Not ready, but
thanks for reminding her. Thanks for reminding everybody in the audience that I've been divorced. Thank
well,
you.
Well, her mom's been divorced 5 times.
Dad,
her dad. I'm sorry,
yeah,
her dad.
Yeah. She's daddy's little girl.
Yeah.
So is your dad currently married?
No.
Oh, and how old's your dad?
61.
61 and 5 times at the rodeo. God bless him. Does he have a girlfriend? I know he has a girlfriend.
No, he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Does he have a boyfriend?
Hold on. Stop it. Shut up. Is he freshly divorced?
No. He's been.
Really?
Him and my stepmom got divorced when I was 14.
So. And he's been like single for that much time?
He has. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So after that's kind of cool for you. After your mom, he said no more. He doesn't want to do it anymore.
No,
way?
Her stepmom.
Stepmom.
How many moms did
you
have?
Oh, your stepmom.
I have, my mom was, oh God, he's going to kill me for talking about this. wife number 4. My mom was wife
okay,
number
okay.
four.
Yeah,
cool. You have enough number moms four. To form a basketball team.
Oh, I get it. So he's been divorced from your stepmom. So he married one more time. And then did he just say, forget about it. I can't handle this anymore.
Oh, nuts.
Yeah, well, my brother and I were teenagers. And then our youngest brother was 8. So he spent his time focusing on that. And he, on his own business too. So he...
Oh, wow.
He just didn't have time.
What was his business? Traveling salesman? Anyway, sorry about that. What did he do? Just out of curiosity, was he in the restaurant business too?
Nope. He was in the Navy for a while, and he got his IT certificate. So he was working as an IT person at Verso Paper for about 15 years.
Cool. Oh, wow.
Cool.
So he fixes computers still on the side, but he's pretty much.
Wow.
So does he still get along with your mom?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And he did all of her electrical work and computer work at the bar. And
oh, my God.
Oh, that's great. Right.
Wow. Why do you think your dad's been, so unlucky in love? What do you think the reason is,
There's one constant.
Well, hold on. We'll do a little pantomime, okay? Stop it. Why do you think might be the problem? Would it be,
No.
Okay. He doesn't draw. Well, there's the problem.
He clearly has a magic wand. Working overtime.
I'd like to think that was the problem because that's why he probably did all the free work at the bar.
Mm. He's been sober for 31 years. So.
Wow.
Was he? He wasn't on Tinder doing all this. So how was he meeting all these women?
So there was a local restaurant actually that used to be right next to the bar. Ooh. And all of his wives, including my mom, were the waitresses.
I used to go through your town. I used to visit Rebounds. I used to visit the Rebound. No, don't let your dad get mad. Your dad listened to the show by any chance?
He hasn't yet, but he was going to because I'm on it. But
because you're on
we'd
it,
love and to now have
you're
him on.
Probably be in trouble.
You know, this is who he is, and we kind of razz him for it now. You know.
All right. Well, it sounds like you're still in the circle of your mom and your dad, and everybody's still in contact. And it's a small town world, and everything's going well at the auction house, at least.
Yep, we've been busier than we've ever been. It's pretty much just Mike and I that do the day to day stuff. I put a lot of stuff online, eBay, AuctionZip, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Jason helps us with cleanouts and when we do our live auctions, and it's just been pretty busy.
And that part of the world, I should point out to people, when you're antiquing in the great state of Maine, it is a whirlwind of activity. I mean, you've got so many places. And the average age, people don't realize in Maine, the average age is dead. So that is
but when you did an antiquing like run when you were up there one time, I remember, and you were going to different stores and finding stuff.
Carla furnished our house we still have, I would say, 20-30% of the furniture in our house in Maine was picked up. Cool. I don't want to call it antiques as much as it's stuff that you find.
Yeah.
And stuff that
repurposed.
And it's very, very cool. Yeah. You know, and all right, I'm gonna ask a trick question of you, Casey. All right. And for the blue haired contingent of people, you see there are a lot of roadside places where people stop. What is the favorite activity of old people when it comes to eating? I've always had a theory about the great state of Maine. What do old people in Maine like more than anything else? Old people will wait in line for this.
A food stop.
Great question. Hmm.
It's not. Don't overthink it.
Yeah. What do you
not
see? What do you see at the bar?
I guess.
No, it wouldn't be. It doesn't. Now you've confused the issue by throwing
that
in there.
I'm gonna stop talking. I'm sorry.
Thinking about my uncle's restaurant, it was the seafood. The seafood.
Well, I was gonna say ice cream. Ice cream. People ice cream in Maine more than anywhere in the world.
Yes.
It's incredible the way in the world. It's great. Do you have ice cream at your bar?
We don't. Actually, my grandparents.
Oh, hey, Casey.
But
her grandparents sold the ice cream stand.
Yes. Oh, God, how dare they? That's terrible. All right. Well, before we let you go, I have to ask you about David Spade. How did you end up speaking to David Spade on the phone?
So when I was a teenager, I made some friends online, and I made friends with this girl, and she was going to see him in Las Vegas. She had front row seats to his show, and we became friends. She called me after the show, after she met him, and said he was so nice. And it was like 2 a.m. here. She was in Las Vegas.
That's so cool.
Said, I'll be right back. I'm going to see if he'll talk to you. And she got past the bouncers, and he let her past. And he talked to me on the phone for a minute.
That's cool.
But you are a huge fan, right? Because one of the reasons you reached out originally in your letter was that Mike and I were applauding The Wrong Missy on Netflix. Yeah. And and it bothered your boyfriend that we liked it and that you liked it too, right?
It was such a great movie.
So funny.
So it's one of the better comedies of the last 5 years, in my humble opinion. Yep. It's great. And I wish I never get the name of the lady right.
Lauren Lapkus.
Lauren Lapkus, who is so funny. Talk about committing to a role.
She is a panic.
Can you have a movie anymore, Rob, where it becomes iconic? You can't, right?
It could happen again if we get back into the full theater scene, but I don't know that they'll ever do it because people are loving spending $50 and staying home. Yeah.
Kind of gets lost. It gets lost in the shuffle. In the shuffle. Your friend that went backstage, did she have a boyfriend at the time that she went backstage at the David Spade show?
I think he went with her.
Oh, okay.
I see where he's going, Mike.
He has a bit of a track record now. Yeah. Anywho,
when David Spade said, "Well, I don't want to talk to you, but I'll talk to your friend."
Last question: 2 years, a 2 year listener, brand new listener.
This is great.
One of our favorite kind of listeners. What is it about this show? What is it that does it for you? That makes you like this podcast / radio show?
Just the realness, really. Just the talking about everyday topics, about your lives, about everything. It just keeps my interest.
Aww.
God bless you. Awesome. You're very, very sweet.
Good egg.
And very, very nice. Anybody, before we let you go, anybody you want to say hi to out in podcast land?
Yeah, I'll say hi to my boyfriend, Jason. He's in the living room. He didn't want to be on video.
Get over there. That's fine. That's fine. He's a drummer, right?
Right. And my son and my siblings and my best friend Sarah and Morgan.
Well, I'm glad you didn't name all your moms because it's only an 80-minute show.
if I'm ever in the neighborhood and the hydrant's still chugging along, I'll drop in because this might surprise you. I enjoy a drink every now and
then. How's that?
I do. Casey, thank you so much for coming on the show and thanks for being a talking head. Fantastic. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was great.
There she goes.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
That's Casey. Casey Mills, ladies and gentlemen, from Maine. A Mainer. That was awesome. And if you're ever up in the area, check out the hydrant in what's the town in Maine? What's the town?
It was...
Farmington.
No.
Forget it.
Okay. We'll have it.
Thanks for the help. All right. Anyway, that's
it. You have the prep too, Mike.
Yeah. I don't have the prep for the bar.
Yeah. She's
she co-owns a bar with her mime smart mouth.
But it's on.
Yeah, but it's not right next to where it says the hydrant.
South Paris.
Even though she has a teaching degree.
She's in South Paris.
South Paris.
Is that where the bar is?
Yes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
You sure?
Yes.
Hydrant.
Right. If you looked up the hydrant online right now, which I'm going to do.
I'll look it up.
Would you bet a crisp $20 bill?
Absolutely.
That the hydrant is located in South Paris?
Yes.
Right. I love this.
Right now.
All right.
I'm moving along as well. Right. I will verify.
Played the intro, the out music.
The stager. We're good.
We can play it again if we need to.
All right.
You know what? We'll play it when the revelation is made.
Yes.
Upon the reveal.
The hydrant bar in?
Yes.
Hold on. Here it is. Wait a minute. Let me get that thing. I don't know if this is going to work either. No, it's not working. I don't know what's going on with my thing.
I can give you a timpani.
What's wrong with my... my stuff today.
That's a great timpani.
South Paris. It's in South Paris.
So do I get $20 now?
You get $20.
From
who? No, I said you'd have to pay it if I was wrong.
Heads I win, tails you lose.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll take a break and we will come back with the homepage.
The thing.
If I can possibly find out how my machine works.
I just never pictured Jim Amato getting high. I just don't.
Well, he was a heroin addict.
Yes, that was the old me. With a beastly monkey on my back known as Junk, Horse, H, or Chinese Rock. It wasn't pretty. I'd do anything for a fix of China White, Skag, or the snow. Dancing in 2-bit dive bars, selling platelets at the free clinic, or turning tricks out behind the digital dumpster for truckers and hobos. anything to get my smack fix. But then I saw the light. The TMOS Bonus Show, an exclusive shot-in-the-arm hour of comedy that comes to my TMOS app every Friday. Filled with naughty words and profound musings, it's the cure that got me off the horse. Now I'm high on laughs. The results have been amazing. I don't have the shakes, I can eat solid food, and I'm 2 inches taller since I bought my first subscription. Treat yourself to a subscription today to the TMOS Bonus Show and see what good living is all about.
Thank you, Jim Amato. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, is brought to you by our good friends at Solo Stove.
Yes.
You know, we're getting into that wonderful late summer, early fall season when you're really, 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 really going to enjoy your Solo Stove. There's something so magical about it. I hope you get a chance to enjoy one. Really, there's nothing like the warming glow of a campfire. Day or night, a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove turns magical summer moments into unforgettable memories. Solo Stove creates story-worthy moments without the fireside fumes. As we return, hopefully, to normal, it's a perfect time to gather around your Solo Stove with your loved ones. There's nothing better than a nice fire.
So great.
A nice fire. Order now. You go from unboxing Solo Stove to fireside fun and moments. Stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. So little smoke, you will wonder how there's so much fire. It's easy to keep lit, even easier to clean. They're so confident that you're going to love it, they offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy. No one needs a reason to gather round the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code Mike, M-I-K-E, at checkout. Just go to solostove.com. Remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code Mike. All right. Oh my God!
Hey, it works.
World Wide Web.
Oh no, what happened?
And into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Yeah, sometimes you just reboot something and you're A-OK.
And you know, Mike, before, real quick, we didn't mention it. If you want to be a talking head, send me an email, rob2bs@mikeomarashow.com. Yeah. It's become such a pleasure to do that segment every week.
You don't need to have five moms.
You don't have to have three is fine.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a professional broadcaster.
Yes, that was fun.
Haley was just somebody who wanted to come on and chat with us, and I think she had a great time.
And the most people looks like fun.
Yeah.
You know what? And that's what it is. You just come on and chat with us and have a good time.
Yeah.
All right? That's what I want you to do. Owen Wilson, I was never really in the loop when he had a lot of problems. In a recent interview, Owen Wilson opened up about a suicide attempt.
I had no idea.
In 2007. The only thing I remember is that Owen Wilson was off the radar for a while, but I don't remember this getting a tremendous amount of coverage.
I remember him having some internet liaisons, and his nickname, I believe, was the Butterscotch Stallion.
And he was somebody who, was just doing a lot of online dating or something like that?
He was like, I think he had relationships with, internet relationships that got out. Do you remember that at all?
Yeah, but that had nothing to do with the suicide
attempt. No, and I didn't know, I had no idea
he had... The suicide attempt, I remember clearly, because I was like, the guy from Wedding Crashers.
It was weird. And Luke Wilson,
saved
who's also
his life.
An actor... He found him, called 911. After the hospitalization, his brother, another brother, Andrew, stayed with him. Owen said Andrew would get up with him every morning and write schedules for the day. So, quote, life seemed at first manageable, and then at some point, a long time later, actually good. Owen has a past of battling depression, but has been feeling pretty good lately. He said, quote, I've been in sort of a lucky place of feeling pretty appreciative of things. I know everything's kind of up and down, but when you get on one of these depression waves, you've got to ride it as long as you can. That doesn't sound like a guy to me who's
We're in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, or maybe he's just being realistic.
Or
like
he's,
one day
he's
at a
made
time,
peace
you know?
With that.
Yeah, that could be. I wonder if his brother Luke told him that plants don't really need electrolytes.
Thank you. That's right. Luke Wilson was
Idiocracy. Yeah.
It turns out Scarlett Johansson and Colin is it Yost or Jost?
Jost. They say Jost on the introduction.
Already had their baby.
Oh, good.
I remember yesterday I felt like I was reading a story that she was pregnant. Colin announced it yesterday on Instagram. It's a boy. His name, cool name, Cosmo. I love that.
Cosmo Jost?
Cosmo Jost. That works for me.
Yeah.
There's no word when Scarlett gave birth. This is actually her second child. She also has a daughter named Rose with her ex-husband, Romain Duryac.
That sounds like a vampire.
Also, initially married to Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she's been around a
while. Oh, I thought you meant Colin.
No, not about. I guess for me is, for Ryan Reynolds, for you to divorce that dreamboat.
Yeah.
What's going on both sides?
They seem, the Saturday Night Live anchor and Scarlett seem very happy together.
I love when Michael Che gives him grief about the wife. It is so great. Yeah. So you're going home to Scarlett?
It's funny you mention that, Rob. Colin also asked for privacy and directed all inquiries to their publicist, Michael Che.
Nice.
That's what he said. Figured you liked that one. You still keep tabs on the old SNL.
I do. I like Colin Jost a lot. I think he's a great anchor for our weekend.
More celebrities. Sean Penn actually based Jeff Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. A legendary character on this show. He based him on a real guy. And he recently ran into him for the first time since they were kids.
Oh, that's great.
They passed each other on a trail to the beach, and apparently he's not the same dude. Sean says he, quote, spoke in this very articulate way. I couldn't believe it was him. Sean claims the guy never Sean claims the guy never knew he was the inspiration for Spicoli, but now that it's public, he may find out, and I would just love to see what the guy looks like.
Hell yeah.
Because that was such an iconic character.
I got it from the network.
Still smile at that. There's been a lot of talk over the past year and a half about productivity at work. I know Oscar Santana's done a lot of talking about it.
Hell yeah.
And whether people are more or less effective working from home compared to being at the office. But according to a new survey, most workers aren't productive for a full 8 hours, regardless of where they are.
Yeah, but this is the deal. If you're paying your parking tickets on like your boss's dime and you're still getting more work done at work than you would at home,
mm-hmm.
I'm good with that.
Yep.
Well, just not the full 8 hours.
Of course, I don't expect that. I think this is a guesstimate. If you do 4 hours of solid work.
There it is. It's
then here. I'm happy. Shocked
4 hours and,
happy. And
12 minutes actively working during an 8 hour work
day.
That's what the survey says.
A lot of walking to the restroom. I'm telling you that.
Write it down, it Dan O'Brien.
It asks people to list the things they're doing. And let me see. Surfing the internet, social media, texting, bathroom breaks.
Bathroom.
Socializing with coworkers.
It's like I wrote. We banned that here.
Yeah. No talking.
Other responses include snack breaks, coffee breaks, reading and drawing.
Oh, I love to draw. What I like to do is I like to draw my coworkers. Stay still, Charlie Burney.
Reading and drawing.
Pay me like your French girls.
Watching TV, phone calls, and child care. That's another one.
Child care?
Well, it's in here.
When asked why, kids are calling.
I suppose.
Why they're not busier at work, common responses were there are lulls in tasks, waiting on coworkers to finish, not motivated, distracted by personal situations, and environment is not ideal.
I would say the environment was not ideal at WJFK.
I believe certain people are
probably
built,
right.
Now that we know the pandemic and the scoreboard of working from home, I really believe that certain people are built to work from home and others to go into an office.
Yeah, some are built to work at a bike shop.
No,
sure.
Stop it.
It's a joke. And be swaddled every day. The Social Security Administration put out their updated baby names.
Baby names!
Let me see. The stats were a while back. Number one name for boys last year was Liam. Olivia for girls. People are still going through all those stats and finding interesting trends.
Does here Liam count as a William, though? Is that because it's technically part of what? It's got to be just Liam?
Just Liam.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything close to that. I think it's Liam, the Irish name. Oh. Here are 10 surprising baby name trends for 2020. Brittany was not a popular name last year. Only 99 babies named Brittany in the U.S. That might change this year because of all the free Brittany. Ezekiel is now a more popular name than Robert.
Ooh.
Yeah, but Robert is still a better name.
It's a great
name.
Too
many Bobs.
65th most popular name for a boy. Is Ezekiel. Robert is 80th. Still up there.
Wow.
Hannah, still rocking. Hannah's still a popular girl's name, but Nova is more popular.
Well, it's easier to get into Nova.
Northern Virginia Community College. Denise, one of the fastest rising baby names for girls.
How about DeNephew?
Legend is more popular than George. Naming your child Legend.
Legend, no
way. That's horrible.
Too much.
I think it's a horrible name for your kid.
Yeah. I love the name George.
Legend.
George.
Yeah, George. You know, where's Eddie? He was here a minute ago.
Yeah, he was here a minute ago.
Maverick, that's up there. No. Serenity, that's popular. More popular than Lauren. Axel is more popular than Adam.
I like Axel.
Dior is one of the fastest growing names for girls. Dior.
Dior lot, for a girl?
Lot to live up.
Yeah.
To.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, for girls and boys.
Oh, well, it's.
Well, can you imagine the teasing? Hey, Dior, you need deodorant.
There you go.
Yeah. Shut up, general, Maverick.
In general, we get more creative with girls' names. So yeah. There's.
What about Stacy?
If
her
you
mom
care.
Got it going on.
Stacy's mom has got it going on.
When you went into your marriage and you knew you were going to have kids, did you have names in mind?
Yes.
Yeah. Because
yes.
I
Sea Spray, Sea Spray, Vidalia, and Twig.
Carrie and
not
I actually
Twiggy.
Just Twig.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie and I actually discussed it before we were married. Mm-hmm. I said, if and when we have a boy, I really want it to be a third. Because I'm a junior, right? And she told her mom this, and she says, well, what's his middle name? And she said, Wadhams. And I never forget, her mom went, good God.
Yeah, my names would always, I would be shot down with all these women in my life with names. Because all my names, I wanted to have a unique name no kids had. I remember one of my favorite was Paste. Paste
get
O'Mara.
Away with Pace. Paste is tough.
No, paste. You know, like the paste that you used in school.
That you eat.
That you can eat.
Right. I wanted that one. That didn't go over. What was the other one? I'm trying to think the other one that I had. Horizontal.
Oh, yes. That's a good one. But
thought it was kind of a ye old name. Horizontal O'Mara, we bring you forward.
Well, the problem for that was the nickname.
What would that be?
Whore.
All right. We're moving, huh? No. Thank you. And now a little something something. A 62-year-old woman in Cleveland was at her house last Wednesday.
Mike?
And noticed a guy in his mid-30s sitting outside in his car.
Yeah.
It was really hot out.
It was so hot.
It was really hot out, and he was wearing a sweater. So she decided to be nice and go offer him a bottle of water. Now, look, I don't want to judge anybody, but if you see a guy in a hot car and it's outside of your home and he's just sitting there creepily, perhaps I wouldn't be doing the same thing.
Yeah, you're
anyway,
engaging.
He said okay, followed her to the garage where the water was. Then after she handed him the water, she looked down and realized that he'd opened his pants and was exposing himself.
Ooh.
She apparently this 62-year-old woman is a brave lady. She asked him why he thought it was a good idea to pull his thing out, but he didn't answer and he just took off.
Yeah.
It's not clear if the cops have tracked him down yet. If the man is located, they have been asked by the woman to bring him back so she can have another look. That's not right. That's not right. Don't send me a letter about that one. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Classic.
We'll take a break and come back with something because this is the Mike O'Mara Show. And there's always something to talk about.
Our motto.
I'm Jim Amato.
Matt Preisner.
Steph Baker.
I'm Robin Ferguson.
Dirk Vastrick.
I'm Chris Pontani.
Robert Wood.
I'm Nancy Veronese.
This is Rhonda Ware.
I'm Kaylee Harner.
This is Linda Herr.
This is Twitch.
Stephanie Larson.
I'm Adam Sternberg.
I'm Paula Christine.
Join the party. Become a P1 listener of the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen to the show every day on the TMOS app, the Google Play Store, Stitcher, or Spotify. You can also watch the show live on the TMOS YouTube channel or on Facebook Live. No matter where you're listening, TMOS is there. Subscribe to the Friday Bonus Show and be a part of the club. All in TMOS Nation.
We are a part of O'Mara Nation.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I'm having a little trouble with my equipment today, so bear with me while I just click a couple of buttons here. So
that's
I can make sure
though.
That
fine.
We're here.
Hey, that's okay. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book, and I wouldn't want to take 1 second away from our good friends at Cornerstone.
Yes.
When was the last time you refinanced? If it's been more than a year, we should talk about how much money you could be saving. The stalled economy, and it's still stalled because of this Delta variant.
Yes.
Well, the interest rates are still back in the lowest levels of the year.
Mike?
Add in, yes?
I have to jump in because I got a hot text this morning.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you remember Mike and Penny Dye? They joined us in studio. They were on that show. It was called Lakefront.
Home Hunt or something like that.
And they were actually, putting that house together. Lakefront Bargain Hunt, exactly. They called Cornerstone this week and not only refied their primary residence, they refied the house that was on Lakefront Bargain Hunt.
Nice.
They were helped out by Kevin Raymond there, and he guaranteed them these amazing rates. They came through. They're never going to have to refi these two houses again because rates are so low. They had an easy, easy process. They had a great time at Cornerstone. And Mike and Penny Dye add them to the list of satisfied customers.
That is great news. And you need to call the only company that I recommend, that Oscar recommends, mm-hmm. Rob recommends, Mark Livingstone and his team mm-hmm. at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone First, a direct lender. That means they have their own money and they guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. At the end of the day, you go with the company you like and the company you trust and the one that offers benefits, savings, and solutions. Cornerstone is that company. We're so thrilled that we're associated with them and we have been for a good long time. Send them a recent mortgage statement and instantly see how much money they can save you. Loan officers are working overtime to accommodate what is likely the last opportunity to take advantage of the lowest rates ever. Call your local licensed and ethical loan officer now. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Do it now. Okay, right before I came in this afternoon, I occasionally will ask Carla, in the middle of the week.
Carla, your wife?
My wife, the woman I'm married to. 12 years.
12 years.
Coming up, I think 12 years. Thank
That's
you.
About right.
Thank you.
And the age difference again?
21.
21.
21!
21.
Yes.
I said, anything that's on your mind? And she said, what do you mean? I said, well, occasionally you'll throw something out there. Yeah, I said, what? Yeah. And then I looked at her and I said, what about Carla's complaint corner?
Ooh, I love that. It's great.
I said, and she looked at me and suddenly I saw the sparkle.
Aww.
I said, you don't have to come in and say it. I will do it. I'll take it from here. And she did not hesitate.
Did she seem disappointed when you removed the possibility of an on-air appearance? She does like being on the radio.
She likes popping in, but she was up at 5:30 this morning, had an early facial for a working healthcare professional.
Oh, okay.
And she's out chilling out right now. So I didn't want to bring her in here, but she did perk up a great deal when I asked her to lay her complaint on me. Yeah. And I am prepared now. All right. I'm going to throw myself completely under the bus because I said, well, Carla's complaint corner would be primarily things that bother you about me.
Well, not just about you.
No, right? She's out there.
No, this is about me.
Oh,
this is,
no.
This is
here
as
we go.
Specific as it gets.
This is
and
very brave
apparently.
Of you.
This was last week at some point.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Now, I should point out that because I'm very fat, I am aided in the evening with what's called, you've probably heard about CPAP machines.
Sure.
Yes.
And you hear this stuff about sleep apnea, and they've turned it into a condition. My theory truly is that if you're a fat tub of crap, you lie back and all the fat on your head constricts your vocal, your throat and your breathing tube.
Fat
and so that's why fat people are like,
yeah.
Because it's the fat. So, but anyway, because most people, look, I know they're thin people that use CPAP machines.
Right.
I'm aware of this. They're people with deviated septums, all that type of stuff. But,
the majority are.
Oh, when I first was talking about it all the time, I would get more of the.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. I had right
me,
there.
Me too.
Me too have CPAP. I have a CPAP too. I'm just like you. I'm just like you with a CPAP.
Hi, Mike. It's me, Jabba. I too wear.
Yeah. So when I asked Carla for complaint, well, first of all, let's do a proper intro. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for Complaint Corner. Carla's Complaint corner. I asked her today, I said, Carla, what's a complaint? And she perked right up and looked over at me and she says, Mike, last week when we woke up in the morning together and I gave you a light little kiss on the cheek, and as she said it while you were wearing that thing on your head, she said, you smelled like sour breast milk.
Oh!
Yeah. You're listening to Carla's Complaint Corner.
Ooh.
Hi,
no,
everybody. I'm
no hesitancy on her offering that complaint today?
None.
Zero.
None.
Bagel.
Zero. And I remember it because it was, look, there are days we both spring out of bed and we're on with our day, like today. We were both flying around, you know, dealing with keeping Michael home for a while. It's kind of a weird thing. This was a morning where she woke up and she came over. She said, good morning, sweetie. Like that. And it's like, ew.
Oh.
And she never really got specific about it. And she said, well, it's your thing. Take your thing off. So
yeah,
I take
mask,
the
mask.
I remove the Bane headgear, mm-hmm. You know, it's just like, you know,
would you like to breathe, Batman? Are you capable of breathing without this apparatus? I will make sure that you die if you don't wear me every single night. Then your wife will accuse it of smelling like sour breast milk, you unbelievable piggy monster.
Now, I'd like to point out that I'm a fastidious
bather. You're a clean man.
Oh, very clean.
I am fastidious in my bathing.
No social diseases.
No, and
clean.
I
almost
scrub.
Never.
I scrub, and I'm talking about all the nooks and crannies. All right, I have devices. I have a clear rear in my bathroom.
Yes,
I have a loofah. I have everything. I scrub. My showers are not short. My
right.
showers are two hair washings, a full body wash. I detailed it last week.
Yeah,
but I still was accused of the
it's the fault of the mask, isn't it? It's the fault of the mask.
Well, it is the fault
sour
of the
mask.
Sour
and
mask.
I've grown accustomed to my mask. And
breathing
I wear
out
it all
and
the time.
Breathing in.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'll probably switch it tonight.
Do your best.
After that, you know, with that. But
well, I mean, clean it with bleach.
Yeah, bleach it out like I did with mine.
What do you mean?
You remember?
No, you don't. No.
You see,
no.
That was a joke.
Don't repeat misinformation.
That
you
was a
don't
joke.
Bleach
it. That's right. That was a joke. It was
Oscar's joke.
We learned
that the hard way.
Watch it dissolve.
So anyway, that's the complaint. Maybe there'll be more. Who knows? And maybe your wives could, we could use that same.
Oh, I'm sure
by the way, beautiful, beautiful music.
Thank you. That's
there.
Tenderly by Percy Faith and his orchestra.
Absolutely marvelous for Complaint Corner mm-hmm. with any of your spouses.
Yeah.
You know, that would
I
be
know that Carrie would have a little one from this morning.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because our paths crossed this morning.
You do live together.
Yes, in the same home. And actually, we've been spending more time together in the evening with the kids gone. I think it's bringing us closer together as we empty nest.
I disagree. She just had major surgery, so she can't leave the home.
Well, no, it's not that. I mean, I actually come to her. Even without
way,
surgery, she'd still be in the same place on the couch.
A little tuck-tuck and nip-nip and a nose job. I still haven't wrapped my head around the 13 hours. To be perfectly honest with you, I was listening to NPR and they were talking about, you know, the procedure that they were talking about
mm-hmm.
being under for 13 hours, same amount of time, 13 hours. You know what it was?
What's that?
A uterus transplant.
Whoa.
Oh, she got that too.
Okay, thank you.
A new Samsonite.
Yeah, but anyway, I just want to just say, if your wife has a nose job and you go in to give her a kiss in the morning, make sure you tilt your head so you don't hit her nose with your nose.
Oh, did you really? And you hurt her?
She was not pleased. It was to the point where I had to call her when I got to work and said, you okay?
Oh, my, you're clawed.
Yeah.
Is there any blood?
All over my body.
Okay. We'll be right back with more on the Michael Murray. There she is.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads, they're sour. Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds. Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
Mary Jane's.
Bit of Honey. I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Hello, Shannon. Nice having her floating around.
Yeah.
Before
do you
after.
Know who's in the control room right now? I'm not sure if she knows how to turn on her mic.
I can turn it on.
It's Max.
I know how to turn on the mic.
Okay.
Oh, look at her.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah. In your face,
Max.
Oscar.
Face.
Well, go ahead and introduce her,
Max.
Oscar.
Well, we have, Mike. The days you take off, we usually bring in the fun the fun team members here. Max is a recent graduate from Harvard University.
Get her. Have I had the pleasure
yet? No, you have not. You're going to love her.
Mm-hmm.
She is from New York, but she immigrated from Russia. Mother Russia.
Oh, and she is my office mate.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Rob Spiewak is her work hero.
Hey, Max, can you hear me?
Yep, I can.
Max, can you set aside some time and would you mind coming on the show sometime so we can have you for maybe 5 minutes or so?
Sure, of course.
Okay,
Rob
I'd love
Spiewak,
to.
Wanted me to come on and do my astrology magic.
She actually did.
I want it.
I was going to suggest this for a bonus show. She's going to need some information for all of us.
Yeah.
But she did a reading of my kids based on their date of birth, location of birth, and time of birth that was eerily accurate.
Oh, you're such a DJ.
And then she steals your identity.
That's right.
That's wonderful. When you said bonus show, we tape a bonus show every Friday.
Yeah.
Should we do it tomorrow?
I would love to do it. I think it would
be
great.
Max, what kind of, and I got to do a commercial. I haven't forgotten yet. But Max, what kind of information would you require to do that type of reading?
Birth time, accurate birth time, birth location down to the city. Birth date, social security number,
stop
credit
it.
Card, the back.
Mother's maiden name.
She's funny. Yeah. I like that.
All right. So how do you like working at Podville, Max?
Am I live or?
Well, we're recording.
Yeah. Well, my boss is right in front of me.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we look forward. How about next week? You come on Monday or Tuesday next week. You come on the show.
Of course, from that busy
wonderful.
Work.
Love it.
Yes.
I love it.
We'll
Can
it
you
work.
Make that happen, Oscar?
We'll make it work.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
That's
make
wonderful.
It work.
Yeah. All right, well, nice to meet you, Max. Thanks for thanks for dropping by. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV. The hot summer months are here, and we need to be proactive to keep our body fueled up and hydrated so we can be our best. How is it in D.C.? Hot up there now, or is it okay?
Today is the first day in the last 3 days where you can actually breathe outside, but it is still warm.
It is soupy. What happens, we've had hot, steamy rain. Yeah. It's been horrible.
It's rain again today.
Yeah.
It cooled off a little down here, too. It's actually pretty good. It's 94 today. One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone, and it tastes great with flavors like watermelon, strawberry, lemon lime, my favorite. It sounds like summer, doesn't it? We live on Liquid IV here at TMOS. It makes us feel great, and the taste can't be beat. What makes Liquid IV so effective? A cellular transport technology, not a cellular transport technology. It's called cellular mm-hmm. transport technology, CTT. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium, and it delivers water and nutrients into the bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. Liquid IV has donated over 11 million servings globally. And grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. All right, next week we'll cover things like a very interesting purchase that the O'Mara family has made. We'll go into detail about that. And
Was it an impulse buy or something you've been thinking about?
Yeah, something we've been thinking about.
Okay,
but still, perhaps I would file it under the category of impulse buy to a certain degree.
All right.
But I want to get Oscar's shoes and your review of Fantasy Island on the show. First of all, Oscar, your shoes.
Yes.
You were talking about upgrading your look to footwear. What's going on?
I think I have a decent style for someone that works in corporate America. And with that comes, you know, this, Mike, with a dress shoe. How long do you keep a dress shoe for, you think?
Well, I keep them for years.
You do?
I'll tell you why. Because I don't wear them.
Oh, okay.
I don't wear them.
And, you know, the real expensive ones, people find it worthwhile to actually have them resold. Where they not sold like
sold.
Purchased like
eBay?
No, to have them put, you know, new soles on them. Yeah, because that's a really good shoe is worth preserving.
I don't know anyone that goes to a cobbler.
I am on a kick right now,
so to speak.
And I think I talked about it when with the Hey Dudes that I wear,
yes.
Which are like these canvas shoes that you just slip on and they're down here and they're not old man
Florida
shoes.
Right, not.
They're
not
Skechers.
Age-appropriate for you either. Skechers.
Yeah, you know what they are, though, because I think you get away with it. Because you really...
They look good. I like them.
Yeah.
There's a fine line between Hey Dudes and those old man like loafers that people wear down there. And the old man loafers now, I think, look more old man-y. I like the casual, super, like Jimmy Buffett kind of throw them on type of thing.
That's
it.
Jimmy Buffett.
But it's not Jimmy Buffett. I'm saying it's just that beachy kind of.
Do you have to wear socks with them?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
I don't think you could wear socks with them. Gotcha. I don't think they look good. Gotcha. And they're cheap, which is another thing I like about it. You know, go ahead.
A byproduct of the most people working from home is that dress clothes, like really as you would call adult clothes, big kid clothes.
Grown up clothes.
The prices have come down dramatically. And I was on a website where I was like, these shoes are usually like super expensive, but the wides are half price. And I was trying to figure out if you could just wear double socks with the wides and roll with the half price. So I asked the guys before the show, I said, who's got a wide foot around here? Because it makes sense that they're already less money than they were pre-pandemic. And they may be something worth.
If you're not a wide and you're buying a wide, you're going to flop around in them no matter what you put on.
Mm, yeah.
Are you a wide, Rob?
I am. I'm fairly wide. Like, I think, what is it, a double E? When they put it on a Brannick device, you know, the thing with the sliding metal thing?
Yeah, the metal device.
I think it's a 13 double E is what I came up as. I think. I would have to have a double check. I haven't bought shoes in a long time.
And that just made
I know in Birkenstocks, I'm a 46.
That might just be the cheap.
Are you really that unaware of your shoe size that you Birkenstock size?
No, I know that I'm a 13 wide because it's very seldom that I would go out to a shoe store where they would actually do it precisely by the width.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But
right.
I seem to think it was a 13 double E, I think.
I can get away once in a while with a wide, but mostly I wear a regular one.
Yeah.
You, I think, probably with a small. What is your shoe size?
My shoe size is
3?
11. 11.
Okay. It's an 11. You got a pretty big dog for a shorter guy.
But I'd say that's exactly average for a grown-up man, wouldn't you? 10 or 11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
11?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't feel like it's too big or too small, but it's always sold out. And if the wides are available, I was like, why don't I just roll with the wides? You can't go wrong.
I had a news story about it the other day, and if you're talking about... now, are you dealing with our friends at Zappos? Is that
Zappos always has everything I need. This is a direct manufacturer website.
And is it somebody that reached out and solicited you?
No. First name Cole, last name Han. Very expensive.
It's reputable, that. And well, they're on Facebook too. They reach out.
Sure.
What I don't like are some of these hinky shoe brands that you'll see that amazing. Look at these amazing Italian leather shoes for $35, and then you get them and they're made of cardboard.
Exactly.
That's what you have to be aware.
I guess for me, I wear mine enough that eventually you get a scuff. You're like, we're not coming back from that scuff. Like,
you wear dress shoes all the time, so you have to get it. Right.
But I sat here and I said, well, I don't know what's the big deal between wide and narrow? I understand if a shoe doesn't fit you, wearing a shoe that's too small, but how wide is wide?
What are you wearing right now? What are you wearing on your
feet
right now?
I'm actually wearing sneakers, which I love.
Oh,
okay.
See? Yeah.
You got sneakers. Yeah. And Rob, are you doing Birks right now?
No, I haven't worn, as I've said, I've not worn Birks to the new facility.
We banned his toes from being exposed.
What are you wearing today?
It's just tennis shoes, black and white tennis shoes, yeah.
Black and white tennis shirts? Okay. Mm-hmm. And the format, they were mentioned twice this week now with me saying it. I'm wearing hospital socks. So comfortable.
Yeah.
So no really wise. Also, thank you for the advice.
And Mike, no slippage.
No slippage. That's right. I can chase the dog down the hallway and stop.
Just say it. Is there anything you've ever bought the size was off and you knew it and it still worked out? Or maybe the opposite?
Yeah, it happened recently. I literally got in the car with my Hey Dudes on and drove down to where I play golf now and forgot my my golf shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to go in. Because mine are a little threadbare.
Yeah.
And they had a sale in the pro shop and said, we the only thing, these, you might try these. I said, they feel weird. Try a wide. I said, I'm not a wide. And he put me in a wide. Bingo, bango. But they look like crap. I never should have bought them.
Wow.
I've only worn them once.
Well, the problem
they're all into this knit look now.
I hate the knit look.
They're
it's like
so
my grandmother
nasty.
Made them.
Yeah, you should have bought
ridiculous.
That. Should have bought that same shoe, but in men's.
The knit look is everywhere.
Can't be.
It's everywhere.
It is everywhere.
And try getting them wet, like on a wet morning when you're down here in Florida. Forget about it. All right, we got to get to your review.
Yeah.
Fantasy Island, you stored up a couple of them. They've got a new hottie lady that's a host. She's the new Mr.
She's a parent. This is funny to me because they really do focus a little on the backstory. They say that my uncle used to run this island, and that makes me think, oh, so Mr. Rourke had a brother? What? I mean, what is... if you really think about it...
Yeah, well, you're getting too deep into it.
Well, they're the ones that said it, not me. She's beautiful. Her name is Elena Rourke in the show, and they've updated
it a
little bit.
What's the actress's name?
I don't know the actress's
name. I'll look it up.
Okay.
Please look it up.
All right.
But the first episode, I'll give it this. It was dynamite. I really liked the first episode.
And you wanted to hate it.
I did. The first two fantasies were this. It was an older couple with a wife who was dying of cancer that wanted to be young again, and they put them in a fountain of youth type situation. And they
Rosalind Sanchez plays Elena Rourke.
She's a knockout. And the other fantasy was a TV personality, like a morning show smiley girl, that wanted to be able to eat whatever she wanted and never gain weight. And they were both good fantasies. And both
pulled at your heartstrings.
Both of them exactly right. Yeah. And so I really liked the first one. And the first one also...
Is there a tattoo?
This is the funny thing. The first episode set the stage where the lady that turned young, she got a henna tattoo on Fantasy Island. Mm-hmm. And when Elena Rourke saw it, realized that she must be her assistant. So the new tattoo was discovered.
Whoa, slow down. You didn't explain that very well. What? A girl get... What happened?
So Blast? I told you earlier that one of the fantasies in episode one was a couple that... An older couple with a terminally ill wife that went into the Fountain of Youth.
Correct.
And so...
Like Cocoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And so while they were young, the wife got a tattoo. Mm-hmm. And when Elena Rourke...
What do you mean while they were young?
Because
the couple that went...
From
to
old to young.
Youth.
While they,
yeah
but I'm really just trying to understand the timeline
this.
Here. I'm not.
Okay, so while they're on the island during their fantasy, their youthful fantasy.
They drink out of the fountain of youth.
They turn young in this
Did
version.
You watch it too?
No. I'm understanding that in Cocoon, they feel young. They don't turn young.
They actually
I'm
turn young.
I'm not comfortable
young.
With you translating the English language
Never
either
mind.
Right
like,
now.
They actually
really
turn like from 80 years old to like 20 years old when they walk
they
through a waterfall.
Do they swim in it or drink it?
They walk through a waterfall is how they do
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay,
and
you.
So she gets a henna tattoo at a party on Fantasy Island. And when Elena Rourke sees the tattoo, she says... That is the language of this island. I would love for you to stay here and be my assistant. From now on, you shall forever be young. And so she becomes the assistant, essentially tattoo, because of a tattoo.
Stupid show.
Well, you know what? I enjoyed the first episode, and she sent her husband off to die or whatever.
Why did she get that henna tattoo?
Because she's partay. Also, she never explained. There was also a subplot that.
What do you mean she's partay?
She was at a partay.
She was at a party. Those
no, but why
henna
did
tattoos.
She select that particular tattoo?
That was never really explained. However, what they did dive into is the fact that she settled for her husband when she was young without ever exploring her sexual curiosity in the same
Ooh.
Sex.
Oh, so it's a little naughty, naughty?
There's a little naughty in it, yeah.
She never played the field, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And so she is, this. They're setting
is
her
Is the
up.
Husband a bit of a nad?
No, the husband left her. The husband was really sweet because he was transported back to being old and left the island and left her behind.
What do you
behind.
Mean transported back to being old?
He went through the waterfall.
He walked back through the waterfall?
No, as they were on the boat ramp.
You didn't even watch the show.
I'm
Why
just,
are you
I'm
trying
just
to explain it?
Here.
While they were on the, I guess, like the dock where the...
Oscar's doing the I understand Rob trip.
Yeah.
Just shut up,
it's
you.
It's fun. It's fun.
I love
All
Rob.
Right.
We're friends.
So he made me kind look of. So good today. When they're trying going to the boat, before not the boat, the plane, before she decides whether or not the new tattoo is going to stay,
Ooh.
She says, I think I'm going to stay.
What do you mean deciding the new tattoo is going
to
stay?
Because they offered the old lady who was now young to stay on the island, but
right.
she'd have to stay by herself to be Elena Rourke's assistant.
Right.
But she would stay young forever. But
and is
have
the
to,
young version of this old lady another pretty lady?
Yeah, I would say so. Although I say okay. that her and Elena Rourke both have a thing with their mouth that if you just catch it at the right light, it looks like they might have braces. which I found right. troublesome.
So they're giving her the choice as to whether she really wants to stay or walk through the fountain and go back to her regular
life. So where they're waiting to go.
Is that right?
No. While they're waiting to get back on the plane, she says, I'm going to stay. The husband says that's the right choice. They kiss. And the kiss turns him old again.
Oh,
and he leaves her to go back to their family.
Is he distraught? And ripped in two?
No, because he knows.
He's cucked. He doesn't know.
He knows that she only has a few months to live anyway. So he was ready to say goodbye.
Is she allowed to bone people on the island now?
I get the new feeling young lady? That there's going to be Trey boning romance. With this character.
But you said she's not like a turbo beauty.
Well, I'd say she's not as attractive as Elena Rourke, but she is very attractive.
You can't have the bridesmaid look better than the bride.
So that was the first episode, and I liked it quite a bit. The second episode, they really fumbled it. So I'm curious to see. One of the fantasies in the second episode was a guy, and he lost his family, and he lived on Fantasy Island, and he could stay there the rest of his life, but 2 weeks out of every year... Or 2 weeks out of every 10 years, he had to come awake and be with people. It was the.
Are you explaining the second episode now?
This is the second episode.
Oh no, you don't need to do that. I'll start. My brain will start melting out of my right ear.
But anyway,
if you start doing that,
I think the third episode is going to be the one that truly lets me know if it's going to be worth my while. Because the first episode, thumbs up. Second episode, thumbs down. That's where we're at.
I heard that the third episode involves kidney beans and the pee hole.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
It sounds painful.
To take a break. Oh, thank you. My wife just brought me a cappuccino.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, look at that. That's great.
Look at that, true love.
Your sour breast milk man says thank you.
Oh, dear.
Appreciate that. That's wonderful. We'll take a break and come back with the dumpster right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. I understood that completely, Oscar.
Dennis Murphy hung around Pondville Media and tried to break into broadcasting, but his natural speech proved to be a huge obstacle. Then one day, he would later tell his biographer, the voice of God told him to take diction lessons, and his whole life changed.
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Hark! I hear the cannons roar!
Dennis practiced faithfully for many months, and through diligence and perseverance, it was only a question of time before he emerged a major f***ing star.
Good evening, and cheers to you all out there. Welcome to Murphy's Musings. I'm Dennis Murphy. Our broadcast is sponsored this evening by the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Frightfully witty, uncensored content every week. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and purchase a subscription so you never miss a minute of the fun.
That's wonderful. Hark. That's just the whole cast. I take it Dennis recorded that at home.
Oh, yeah.
From his hospital bed.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. There it is. Are you going to try to get it in on
every
show?
Every day, yeah. It's going to be a new game.
You squeezed it in at the last minute.
Hey,
now.
You know what? It's like the countdown to Christmas. You never know when it's coming.
The hospital bed. Wherever you're going this summer, Best Fiends is the perfect travel companion.
Yeah.
It is a fun and challenging mobile puzzle game you can play whenever or wherever you want. Which do you enjoy doing more, watching Fantasy Island or playing Best Fiends?
Fiends never lets me down, Mike. That's the thing. Sometimes Fantasy Island's good, sometimes it's bad, but Best Fiends is a home run every time. You can't put it down.
Tons of levels. Rob has ripped through all these levels. It's a great puzzle game. Thousands of puzzles. They add new ones all the time. Seriously, it's hard to put it down. 4,085. That's the level that our Rob Spiewak
is at. It's called Don't Drop the Pot, Mike. It's called Don't Drop the Pot. And you have to get 180 strawberries, 45 flower pots. Mike, you have to achieve 180 strawberries.
And strawberries are delightful.
And then you also have to clear 29 green slimes. That's what's tricky. Mm. The slimes will get you every time, Oscar. Every time.
They even have little characters called fiends.
Yes.
That you collect as you go. So if you've always wanted a ladybug named Bob or an earthworm named Abe the earthworm, you're in luck. You can play it anywhere you want. No Wi-Fi required, so you never miss a chance to play. Even if you're a billionaire on a rocket heading into space, you don't have to worry about interrupted gameplay. Download the 5-star rated puzzle game Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's free. I always mess that up. That's Friends without the R.
Friends.
That's right. Yeah, Jennifer Aniston was great in that show, Friends.
Friends.
It's friends without the R.
That's what
it is. It's best fiends. Deal with it. Get it today. All right. Let's open up the dumpster. See who's in there. Oh, look at that.
Wow.
No. You got to do it again because you have to play the thing. Started at the very when after the thing fades out, so
okay.
We can hear it.
All right,
because I didn't hear any of that. All right,
go.
So I'm going to open it up. Do I have to close it again?
No, it's fine. You're opening it.
Get past the people. Get past the hitman. Oh. I feel good. Mm.
James Brown,
the Godfather of Soul.
That's wonderful.
Remember, his body was fought over for many months after his passing.
That from his relatives.
Yeah, his estate, exactly. Did you see the guy in Detroit that was chained to the top of an Escalade, standing on the highway, going 85 miles an hour?
I did see this.
Yes, this is some pretty wacky tape. He was chained to the top of the Escalade, so I guess there was a certain amount of safety involved.
Didn't look safe.
Did not look safe, and a guy named Lonnie Webster saw the whole thing go down.
There's a guy on top of the car, and I was like, no. He was doing about 85 because I was trying to play catch up. I done seen a lot of crazy things, but that one right there, definitely top five. Don't try this at home.
He was on his way to a Mensa meeting, and
I have a question.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Mensa. I think they find people in local news that are man on the street, and the reason they can find them is because they got to go to them, they got to get their name, they got to write it down, they got to take time out of a very busy day.
Right.
So they got people that are so high that there is nothing going on in their day, and they have all the time in the world, and that's why time's going by. I try to keep
Lonnie Webster, Mike. It's Lonnie Webster.
God almighty, it's insane. Yes, it is.
I've got some very good news for everybody.
What's
this Halloween marks the 50th anniversary of General Mills Monster Cereals.
Oh,
Frankenberry,
yes.
Count Chocula,
yes.
Boo Berry.
And they're bringing back two that they haven't in many years, Mike. Yummy Mummy and Fruit Brute.
Ooh.
Fruit Brute.
And to celebrate, the Monsters have made a record.
Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smash.
Classic.
It caught on in a flash. They did the Monster Mash.
The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun.
I feel you. But I do stock up on Frankenberry every year when it comes out. It's my favorite cereal. Great with a banana.
The kids love it.
No, it's for me.
You know, you'll relate to this. I was, just popping off about a fantasy I had.
Yes.
If you had the big enough kitchen... of having a pantry that was just a cereal pantry, and any guests that you ever that you ever entertained at your home, if they were overnight guests, could get up in the morning and they would have a cereal closet with every cereal that not all of them, but have a massive cereal closet.
That is the ultimate flex. If you have every cereal available,
wouldn't you love it?
Oh my
wouldn't
god,
you love it?
I would be
wouldn't
impressed.
Wouldn't it be cool that you wake up at like a friend's house and you go to, by the way, check out the cereal. And by the way, it wouldn't have to be for breakfast. You could do it at night for a little snack.
You cereal
and,
guy? I am too.
Legendary story from high school. A buddy of ours, Matt Dick, his father, there was a sleepover. I was not at the sleepover, but I knew the people at the sleepover.
At the Dick's?
They went to bed. Be classy, would you please?
I'm asking.
So, tough to do with a name like that.
Yeah. But after the kids went to sleep, the father went to the grocery store and literally bought one box of every cereal on the shelf and put them on the kitchen table. So when the kids came down in the morning, they had every cereal to choose from.
Cool.
That's
fun. I might steal that. I just had this vision. Wouldn't that be kind of cool? And they had a little mini fridge in there with all different milks. You know, you had like soy milk.
Oh,
and
no. You can't cower to that. No.
All right, so that would ruin it? Just have the closet with the dry cereal.
Yeah. You're a cereal guy.
Or Mike, get all the cereal and no milk.
Yeah.
It's like a Twilight Zone episode. Let's close it.
And then I'd be eating like a muffin. And somebody say, we don't have any milk. I'd be like, use Pepsi. All right.
And not Coke. Pepsi. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you rather have Pepsi? Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Let's close with this. I love the stuff that really upsets little kids sometimes. This little girl is upset because her mom told her that dogs don't lay eggs.
You're sad because I said what?
Because dogs don't lay eggs.
Oh.
That made me sad.
I'm sorry I made you sad. Maybe we can pretend that dogs lay eggs.
This is the worst omelet I've ever had. That's your digital dumpster. Great Thursday, everybody.
Dogs don't lay eggs, and I'm leaving your father. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our thanks to our wonderful talking head, Casey Mills.
Yeah.
Casey Mills Casey. From South Paris, Maine. If you're ever up in South Paris, check out her bar, The Hydrant, and then go over to the auction house and bid on something.
Yeah, she set an auction this weekend, a live auction, so Google it.
Two-year new listener. We love those. Fantastic. Love it. Thank you all for joining us. Tomorrow, a fabulous bonus show and more fun and more thrills right here on The Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Houston, we have a problem.